Cell division. A cell multiplies to give rise to several new cells. Significance of cell division. 1. In unicellular organism, cell division means reproduction of new individual organism. In multicellular organism, cell division gives rise to growth, replacement, and reproduction. When a cell divides, two main stages are involved, namely mitosis or karakinesis and cytokinesis. Mitosis or the karakinesis is the division of nucleus during cell division. The karakinesis ensures that each cell gets a complete set of chromosomes. The cytokinesis is the division of cytoplasm during cell division. Reproduction cells in mammals. 1. Gametes. Opposite sex cells that fuse to form a zygote in sexual reproduction is a gamete. Gametes are produced by germ cells. Gametes in mammals include sperm and ovum. The sperm cell is the main male reproductive cell. It also transfers genetic information to further zygote. The ovum, also known as the egg cell, is the female reproductive cell, which is fertilized by the sperm to form a zygote. The ovum also transmits the genetic material from mother to zygote. Germ cells are cells that give rise to gametes. They are found in organs and are called gonads. Gonads are also known as sex organs, are organs that contain germ cells that produces gametes. The gonads in mammals are the testes and ovary, somatic cell and germ cell. Somatic cell refers to a non-sexual reproductive cell in the body. Any cell of the body except a sex cell. Note that gonads do not contain only germ cells. They have both germ cells and somatic cell. Gonads are the only organs that contains germ cells. Gonads are the only organs made up of both germ cell and somatic cell. All other body organs are made up of somatic cells, diploid and haploid cells. There are two main types of cell division, namely mitosis and meiosis. Mitosis occurs in somatic cells, whilst meiosis occurs in reproductive organs, in the formation of gametes. Every type of organism has a specific number of chromosomes in its cells, which is characterized to species. However, these chromosomes occur in pairs in somatic cells. Gametes contain half the number of chromosomes characteristic of the species, so that during fertilization, the zygote form will have full set. Example, the chromosome number of humans is 46. This means humans have 46 chromosomes in each somatic cell, making 23 pairs in the somatic cell by 23 in the gamete. Diploid and haploid cells. A diploid cell is 2N, a cell containing the full number of chromosomes that is characteristic of species, or a complete set of chromosomes characteristic of the species. This is referred to as chromosome number of the organism. A haploid cell is a cell containing half the number of chromosomes that is characteristic of the species. Somatic cells are diploid. Gametes are haploid. Diploid status of humans is 46. Haploid status in humans is 23. Mitosis occurs in somatic cells because it produces exact couples of cells needed for growth, repair, and replacement. Meiosis occurs in the formation of gametes because it gives rise to haploid cells, which when fused will produce a diploid zygote. Mitosis is the division of somatic cell to form two identical daughter cells, each with a diploid set of chromosomes. Mitosis is the division of somatic cells to form two diploid cells. Mitosis is very active in a developing embryo, growing organs such as parts and regions of repair and replacement. There are four main stages in cell division in mitosis, namely the prophase, the metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. in between two successive cell division, there is a resting phase called interphase. During interphase, cell increases in size, DNA replicates, and more nuclear materials are formed by producing exact copies of themselves. The cell also builds up energy. Chromosomes are invisible and appear as long thread-like structures called chromatin. Prophase. Chromosomes condense, become thick and visible. Each chromosome appears as a double strand of chromatids to replication. Central cells, if present, move to opposite poles and spindle fibers start to form. Nuclei gradually disappears and nuclear membranes start to break down. Metaphase. Chromosomes line up at the equator, with a centromere of each attached to spindle fibers and pointing towards opposite poles. Anaphase. Chromatids separate after chromosomes break at centromere. Chromatids, which become new daughter chromosomes, move towards opposite poles. Telophase. Chromatids, which are now referred to as chromosomes, reach opposite poles. Chromosome gets longer and take on the thread-like appearance. Spindle fibers disappear. The nuclear and the nuclear membrane reappear. Cytoplasm divides, forming two new cells, with each with the same number of chromosomes present in the parent cells. Differences between mitosis in plants and animals. In plants, centrioles are absent. But in animal, centrioles are present. In animal, no cell plate is formed, but in plant, cell plate is formed. In animal, cytokinesis occurs by invagination of cytoplasm, but then in plant, no invagination of cytoplasm is occurred. In animal, it occurs in all tissues, but in plant, occurs only in the meristems. Special growth, which is called the special growth areas. Significance of mitosis, generally genetic stability. It ensures that each of the daughter cell is identical to the parent cell. 2. Growth. Mitosis produces more cells, as a result increases the number of cells in an organism, thereby increasing the size of the organism. 3. Replacement and regeneration. It enables the body to replace old and worn out cells and tissues, and also in the healing of wounds. In regeneration, some organisms such as crabs, shrimps, and earthworms are able to replace parts of the body which have been lost. 4. Asexual reproduction. Unicellular organisms reproduce by mitosis. The cell cycle. The cell is the sequence of events that occur in the cell from one mitotic division to next. Mitosis involves divisions of the nucleus, which is followed by the division of cytoplasm. Each daughter cell then enters interphase before it can also undergo any possible mitotic division. The cell cycle is made up of the M stage, G1 stage, S stage, and G2 stage. The M stage includes a complete mitotic cell division, which is karyokinesis and cytokinesis, division of the nucleus and the cytoplasm. G1, S, and G2 stages occur in interphase. The cell cycle spends about 90% in interphase. G1 stage, it is the first period after cytokinesis. Cells grow in size. Stage of high metabolic activities, synthesis of enzyme needed for DNA replication. The S stage, replication of DNA and chromosomes occur in this stage. The G2 stage, growth and high metabolic activity, synthesis of protein needed for mitosis. Meiosis. Meiosis is the division of a diploid cell into 4 haploid cells. It occurs in reproductive organs to the formation of gametes. During meiosis, the cell divides twice, but replication of nuclear materials occurs once. The first and second meiotic division are referred to as the first and second meiotic division, respectively. Replication takes place before the first division, but there is no replication before the second division. That is, only one interphase occurs. The interface is similar in meiosis. Main stages in meiosis 1. The prophase 1. Each chromosome thickens and shortens to become visible and appears as two chromatids joined at the centromere. Homologous pairs of chromosomes come to lie together. Each pair of homologous chromosomes come to lie together is referred to as bivalent. The pairing of homologous chromosomes is called synapse. Each group of four chromatids chromosomes appears at two chromatids is called a tetrad. As phosphate proceeds, bivalent coil round each other at several points called chiasmata. At this point, chromatids may break and rejoin to non-sister chromatids, resulting to exchange of portions of chromatids. This is called crossing over. Metaphase 1. Each homologous pair of chromosomes lines up at the equator radial centromeres pointing towards the opposite poles. The anaphase 1. A pair of homologous chromosomes separate and move towards opposite poles. The spindle are involved in doing this. The process is called disjunction. The telophase 1. Each chromosomes of the homologous pair reach the poles. Spindle disappears. Cytoplasm divides to form two new cells. Meiosis 2. Each cell produced in meiosis 1 undergoes another nuclear division that is similar to mitosis but with no replication of nuclear material. In most cases, there is no interface between meiosis 1 and 2. Postphase 2 follows telophase 1 immediately. Telophase 2. Centrioles, if present, move to opposite end and spindle fibers start to form perpendicular to those of the first meiotic division. Interphase 2. Chromosomes line up along the equator and become fastened to the spindle fibers at the centromeres. Anaphase 2. Centromeres divide, chromatids separate and pulled towards opposite poles. Telophase 2. Chromatids reach opposite poles. Nuclei and nuclear membrane reform. Spindle fibers disappear. The cell membrane constricts and the cell divides into new cells which are haploid, making a total of four daughter cells which are haploid. Significance of meiosis 1. Sexual reproduction. Meiosis allows formation of gametes and ensures that gametes are haploid so that during fertilization, a diploid zygote is formed. 2. Variation. Through 1A, recombination of alleles during fertilization is a random process and can lead to variation. II. Formation of chiasmatic matter and subsequent crossing over during phosphase I and metaphase I lead to new combination of alleles and result to variation. Crossing over. Crossing over is the exchange of genetic material between non-sister chromatids of a homologous chromosome in meiosis as a result of breaking and rejoining between non-sister chromatids. It occurs in prosphase 1 and metaphase 1 of meiotic division. Significance of crossing over. Crossing over leads to variation as a result of new combination of alleles. Chromatin. This is a substance that forms chromosomes. It contains DNA, RNA, and proteins. During interphase, chromosomes are invisible and appear as long thread-like structures called chromatins. Chromatids, two strands into which a chromosome divides in the process of duplicating itself in cell division. Chromatid is each strand of a replicated, duplicated chromosome. A chromatid becomes a daughter chromosome. Sister chromatids is two strands of the same chromosome. Non-sister chromatids is a strand of different chromosomes of the same homologous pair. Centromere is the point of origin at which sister chromatins of a chromosomes are joined and at which spindle fibers are attached during cell division. Chiasma is the point at which two non-sister chromatins of homologous chromosomes coil around each other. It occurs in postphase 1 and metaphase 1 of a meiosis. chiasma formation may lead to crossing over of alleles and subsequent variation.